WD4DYH, W4DJW. W4DJW Mobile.
W4DQM Mobile.
I was making too much noise, so I didn't hear that. W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is K4DQM Mobile.
K4VQM, W4DJW. Handle Dave here. How you doing?
That's a Kilo 4 Delta Quebec, Mike. My name is Donnie, and I'm doing all right. Heading up Highway 11 north, headed for Asheville.
Left toward Highway 11 on 290 to 25 to 11, and then over to Pumpkin Town.
Never heard of Pumpkin Town, but okie doke. Yeah, we came out of Westminster, spent the night there at family's house, and now we're going up to Asheville for Thanksgiving. Originally from Marietta, Georgia, so we're just cruising. And I've been monitoring. I don't know which all of these repeaters are linked, so I've just been calling out on several different ones, but I guess everybody's at work.
Yeah, this one is one of the few that isn't linked. We've got a system that we can plug in that will make it linkable, but with all the COVID stuff going on and other reasons, we haven't been able to put that prototype in place and get it running. But, yeah, so when you're on this one, unless somebody's on Echo Link, this one's usually not linked up.
Well, where about is this one located?
This is at the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276 at Caesar's Head. It's like 2 miles on the South Carolina side of North Carolina-South Carolina border at Highways 276 Caesar's Head up on WYFF Tower, 450 feet up on their tower for a total of 3,500 feet above sea level.
Well, that's why this thing can be hit from far and wide. Makes sense. Well, I mean, not a lot of mountains down where I'm at. We can hit Stone Mountain pretty far and wide, and then I've got Kennesaw Mountain in my backyard. But other than that, I have to get into North Georgia to get into the mountains. So I'm not used to the super high elevation. We have a lot of repeaters, but, you know, a lot of them, you know, depending upon your average terrain where you may or may not be QTH-wise or mobiling. It's a lot of hilltopping and, you know, a lot of machines you probably get 30-mile range out of, thereabout, just depending. Most of them VHF. I mean, I guess we got a good bit of UHF machines, too, but you're going to get further with the VHF because of the lack of, you know, mountainous elevation.
Reminds me of going through Jacksonville. They had a repeater system set up down there, Jacksonville, Florida. They got a repeater system set up, and one of their sayings as their repeater IDs is a milliwatt in, a kilowatt out. So they have to run a kilowatt to get 30 or 40 miles, whereas we can run 25 watts and hit 100 to 200 mile mark, just depending on where you are. Sometimes we have people from the coast, John's Island, down there off the coast of Charleston. Sometimes early on Sunday morning, we'll have people from down there using this repeater. So that's pretty cool. But conditions have to be right for that. Normally, it's about 100-mile radius on the umbrella, 100 to 150 miles. But I guess you're a fan of the Lawrenceville Amphis. Been a while since I've been down there, but I did go down to Atlanta to take my last test, the extra test, about 14 years ago, because they were the next one coming up on the map. Georgia's a good bordering state to South Carolina.
I did just go to this pass, Lawrenceville, and it was actually my first-hand pass. I got licensed in May of last year. I got my extra January of this year. Been a quick journey, but yeah, Lawrenceville, that was my first, you know, attending. I mean, cause, you know, COVID and everything, so that was actually my first go. But it was a neat experience. I look forward to more in the future. But, yeah, it was a lot to take in. It was a lot. Didn't really have any expectations going into it. So now that I see what it's about, you know, I definitely like to go to others and, you know, see what I see, do what I do, meet who I meet. It's really good to be able to get out and, you know, because like you said, COVID's had a lot of stuff shut down. So, you know, club meetings are starting to take place again, and being able to go to things like that to put faces to call signs is kind of cool, too.
Congratulations. You've come a long way from only being a ham for a year. But we probably took our extra in the same room. It's down there. I think it was on Georgia Tech campus is where I took mine. It's somewhere down there off of Peach something Road. Peach Tree Circle Road or something like that. I don't know. There's a lot of peach roads down in Atlanta. But anyway, that's the Greer, or the Atlanta Amateur Radio Club, the one that gave the test. And it was a good drive down there. Nervous drive down there, and easy breathing ride back because they told me I passed. But congratulations and welcome to the hobby. Are you enjoying it? What facet of amateur radio interests you the most?
It's so many things to entertain, but you know, I started off simple with APRS and things like that, and then started getting into the digital modes. I hit D-Star first, then Fusion. I got a reflector. I've got my own reflector up now, and then I don't really play with DMR much, but I'm DMR capable as well. Been doing a lot of HF contesting. You know, the biggest one I participated in thus far has been the Georgia Q Sports Party. I did pretty well in it. Part of the North Fulton Amateur Radio League. That's the club I'm affiliated with. Took my tech exam actually via Zoom out of Los Angeles. That's how I got my tech, because everybody was shut down. And then I took my general and my extra with North Fulton. And then my main thing lately, I've just been doing CW, trying to pick it up. And, you know, I'm about a good 15 to 18 words per minute, so I'm just trying to stay consistent with my practicing of it, because it's like I get in heavy, and then life gets in the way, and then I get in heavy, so it's like I keep start, so I just need to maintain consistency, so I don't feel like I'm losing my momentum with it. But I don't know, man, a lot of stuff really just interests me, but was looking into sat. I was playing around with some satellite stuff for a little while too, so kind of all over the place, to be honest with you.
Here, in case somebody else wanted to come in, well, that's cool. It does sound like you're getting a little smattering of everything there is out there. The I enjoyed that satellite stuff too. Built a rotor for azimuth and elevation, so that it would handle the antennae, the uplink and downlink antenna on azimuth and rotation. And all I had to worry about was the Doppler effect and talking, making contacts. That was a fun project. Built that antenna, that satellite antenna tracker out of wood and servo motor, wood, stepper motors, stepper drivers, and two Raspberry Pis, one for each axis, and then downloaded all the data about the satellites from the web and read them into the Raspberry Pis, and they controlled the rotation of the antennas. That was fun. I left that thing running for a little over a year and a half, and finally it burned out one of the stepper drivers, and I didn't put it back together, but I will get back to that again. And APRS and CW, that's really rewarding. The CW, I've done it about the same way you've done it. My dad was teaching me when I was a kid. But then after I turned 40, I got my ham license, and I got into it pretty heavy. And I could do 24 words on a good day, and there weren't that many good days. And 18, I couldn't get past 18 on a bad day. But you got to practice that stuff. But it's worth it. It's a lot of hard work for a long period of time. But just as it's hard work for a long period of time, it's equally rewarding. do it all by yourself. I've done it with computers, where the computers send it and receive it and decode it. I've done it just me. And it's a lot more rewarding at a lower speed when I'm the one doing it than it is when the computer's doing it. So hang in there. That's a lot of fun.
DQF, leaving some room in there. And that's fine business. I haven't gotten that deep to where I've got rotors and this, that, and the third. But, getting out with a little handheld Yagi and chasing the flybys, the flyovers, has been the extent of it for me. Grab the Kenwood D-74 and the D-72 and just pay attention. But here lately, I've really just been messing around on HF. I haven't chased any ISS or satellite business in a while. But now that the foliage is coming out the trees and things are opening up, I might get out there and chase more things. And I want to go back to what you were talking about, propagation with 25 watts on these, with these repeaters out here. These last couple of VHF, UHF, band, everything with the propagation was crazy a couple weeks ago, man. We were hearing stuff down there out of Tennessee, Florida, South North Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi. So I can only imagine, you guys up here, both repeaters, especially these repeaters with no tone, catching all kinds of stuff and or via, Simplex. I bet y'all Simplex is a lot of fun up here, too.
The Tango Mobile. Rusty on W2TW4DJW and the group. Rusty, we've got K4D, and I forget his last two characters, she's in there, from Atlanta. He's been a ham for a little over a year and is an extra, headed up to North Carolina and just learning the repeater system up here. So welcome him. Over to you, Rusty, W2TW4DJW.
Okay, good morning to you, Dave. Good afternoon to you, Dave, and to the other station. I didn't get a name with that, but good afternoon to you. I've been listening for a little bit as I came down the road before I threw my call in. This is a interesting hobby, and there's all kinds of things you can do to it with it. Or to it, sometimes if you wander. And good to have you on board, and be careful out there on the road if you're traveling up 85. That's not even fun. I don't even think about that. And I'll just out run a few errands and thought I would see who was on the air and see what was going on and, get a few things done while it had warmed up a little bit. The Kilo Delta 4 station, Kilo 4 station, go ahead, your turn.
This is K4DQL, Donnie in the group. Yeah, guys, I'm on 25 north. I've been in North Carolina, what did we just say, Flat Rock, whatever that was. Headed up to about 3 miles to 26 west. I'm going to get on 26 west. But to give you a thereabouts of my mobiling. K4DQM. It's been a very interesting thing to get into. Wouldn't really necessarily call myself a prepper, but that's kind of what got me into the communications. I got a TMRS license first. Then I realized, what's this amateur license I need? I got to go take a test for. So got into it, selling it hard, and got all kinds of equipment, got all kinds of antennas.
Dave, you went into a shadow. I'm probably pretty scratchy on you right now, and the last half of your previous transmission was extremely scratchy. So up there about where you are, there is a shadow. There's a pretty heavy shadow and behind other mountains, behind Caesar's Head. So you may or may not be hearing this. but only got about the first half of your transmission. Over to you, Rusty, W4DJW.
Yeah, Dave, I agree with you, Donnie. That was you're up in that rough area, and I know exactly where you are because two weekends ago I was up in Flat Rock because I had a convention up there I was putting on. But good to hear you on the air, and once you get up above that area, and you'll be in a dead zone for a while along 26 up there, unfortunately. That's just a bad spot until you get up the other side of the second exit for Hendersonville on 26 up that way. So it'll get a little better, but then you'll start getting further and further out of the range and behind everything. But hopefully you'll be able to get back in here. Go ahead, Donnie.
A little scratchy on y'all, but I still hear you. Am I still getting in? Let me check.
Honey, go ahead.
I just went down a big hill. I'm about to spin around on the 26 West. I'm going to let y'all go ahead and take it for a second. Leave me a spot to jump back in. Let me see if I clear out. K4DQM.
Last transmission, while you were down in the dip, it wasn't very good, but when you came out, it sounded pretty solid. So, Rusty, where are you headed off to today?
Hey, I got to go around here to Sam's Club, got to pick up something there, and then I got to go from there around to probably Lowe's, because it'll be on the same side of the road as I'll be when I leave Sam's Club here in Spartanburg. And then around to pick my laptop back up from a fellow that was installing the upgrading my operating system on it for me. And so that's what I'm doing, and then back to the house, and I'm going to throw me I got me a nice about 8 ounce, 9 ounce steak sitting in the thing, you know, getting all nice and gooey with lots of nice spices on it, and I'm going to throw that in the air fryer a little bit, and I'm going to have me a steak and a baked potato for lunch today.
Delicious. You're making me hungry. I haven't had lunch yet. But air fryer, I haven't tried one of those. I might look into an air fryer. I hear you using yours often, so there must be something good to it, something better than a microwave, I suppose. I don't know. But Rusty, usually when I talk to you, I get hungry. What's the deal with that?
Always catch you about lunchtime is what it seems like, and you haven't eaten. And I'll tell you what, air fryer is good. I mean, I fixed me, I had gotten some crab cakes at the grocery store yesterday when I went grocery shopping. And I put them in the air fryer last night. And mine's got a, you know, I can bake in it, I can air fry in it, I can toast, I can, you know, all kinds of good things. And I do that on a regular basis. And I've got a microwave. And I use it if I want to warm something up, or I can warm up stuff in this too. But it bakes and cooks, and I like the fact that at night, like yesterday, I was cooking the crab cakes, and they say bake them at 400 degrees. I set the timer, set everything up. 90 seconds later, my cooker was up to the 400 degrees to cook my crab cakes. So it worked out real good. And they were delicious, too.
How copy?
You're back, Donnie. You're solid in there now. Go ahead. Let's see how long it lasts.
Okay, yeah, I'm picking up the repeater about S3, S4 in and out, so it's a little fluttery. But, yeah, this is it's pretty neat to be able to, you know, y'all put out so little wattage, man, and go so far. Just not used to that. But I've got me on high power just to make sure I make it back to the machine, okay? But it was a pretty, I guess I'm coming up on Hendersonville, 1 mile. I think it's telling me the KJ4 JAL repeater is the nearest one to me. But if I drop out, it's been a pleasure chatting with y'all. I just want to go ahead and put that out there. Give me your calls one more time.
All right, I'm going to jump in here and get mine first because I'm pulled in my parking place and I need to get on inside. The call is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, the name. name is Rusty, and I'm located in Moore, South Carolina. And it's been nice talking to you, Donnie. Maybe we'll catch you a little bit later. Dave, I'll let you take it and give him your information. I'll catch up to you later. W2T clear.
All right, Rusty, good talking to you. I want to know more about that air fryer. Anyway, have a good one. Enjoyed it. And my call, Donnie, is Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. And this repeater is, I don't know if you've got a pen or pencil or something, but if you, this repeater is the W4NYK repeater, Whiskey 4 November Yankee Kilo.
Boy, good. Look at you. Look at your operating position. Look at you. Well, I guess that's actually, now that I'm looking at the picture better, I guess it's a screenshot. But, okay. I see you over there. Yeah, I'm just looking on QRZ real quick. I am not the driver. I am the passenger. So I am operating safely.
You're doing it the right way. So, yeah, you got all the tools at your disposal, it sounds like. Yeah, or do you have apers running?
I'm capable, but it is not running, no.
Okay. Well, I usually have the one side of this radio running apers and the other side running phone. And I am off of 25 North, so I used to be behind you, coming up on 25 North behind you, but I am off of that now and over on Highway 11, headed over to Pumpkin Town. if I do lose you, because it's likely either one of us could be the reason, because I'm getting in the mountains myself now. But I enjoyed it, and you guys have a safe trip.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. And, yeah, man, it's been a little adventure. It was a little quiet for me starting out. I kept calling out on some other machines off Mountain Rest and in Walhalla, but nobody's right. That's what I was saying. I know some of those machines over there are all linked up, so I didn't know who's linked to who or what to what. And, you know, I know there's a couple of machines on Sassafras and then a couple in Anderson and Seneca and stuff, but I don't know who's linked to what. So, you know, I just kept calling to see who I would get where. Then I heard you make your call, so then I came back.
And I can't keep up with them because they keep changing all the time. But you're absolutely right. There are several. South Carolina has what's called SC Hearts for linking. And then there's another one that's North Carolina and South Carolina, and I think Georgia and Tennessee might be in there too. I forget what they call that one. But there's like three or four of them. DMR, I think, is one of them that, that does linking. There's emergency response teams that use linking. So there's a whole bunch of them. And we were going to add ours to the pool, but, you know, when COVID came up, we had several things that put a hampering on our ability to move forward. So, but we're getting moving again. So we ought to be able to link into some of those systems in the not-too-distant future. But anyway, I'm going to go back to concentrating. I'm getting on the mountains here, and I'm getting a little bit too close to the car in front of me because I'm not paying attention. So I'm going to let you go, Donnie, but it's been good. I've enjoyed our communications. K4DQM, I think it is, W4DJW.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll catch you. K4DQM, Kilo 4, Delta Quebec Mike. Mobile.
Okay.
Again, I think I'm getting in, but I'm not hearing the machine. 73 one more time, just in case, from K4DQL.
73 is 90, W4DJW.